I don't think it's just we owe them anything. I think it's at this point we need to get a win at home for sure. So that's the mindset for everybody in this locker room. Yeah, it did go down to the last minute. You know, we could have had an opportunity to put points on the board. But this week is just trying to get a win at home, you know, trying to win out.
At what point, you know, all these close losses when you have opportunities, at what point does frustration come in? And what do you do to avoid that?
I think that we've been frustrated. We didn't lose a lot of close games at the end, so we're frustrated. You know, it's something, but what can you can be frustrated, but you got to change that. You know, so we don't want to be frustrated anymore. We got to win these games that come down to the last minute. So that's something we got to work on, is just finishing these games at that last minute. I feel like we played great all the way up to the fourth quarter, and then critical mistakes cause us to lose games.
You guys think in those situations get a little tight, maybe? Or?
I think it's tight. I think it gets a little tight. I think it's just that's any team, you know. If you make one mistake and that the other team don't, you know, they capitalize on that mistake. So that's something we're going to have to fix. And, again, you know, the last game against Oakland, I don't think anyone made a mistake. You know, I ain't going to say what happened, but y'all know what happened.
Playing these guys for the second time in 3 weeks, any advantage of being, you know, they're pretty fresh in your mind. I mean, you guys went over this stuff a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but it's the NFL. I'm pretty sure they're going to switch some things around. But we watching other teams that they played, and, of course, we watching what they did against us. So we familiar with them, but, you know, you always got to expect something different and them trying to mix it up, just like we're going to do against them.
You feel like, you know, you watch the mistakes, you watch what happened last year, you feel like, you know, we got the recipe, and, you know, good thing we get to play these guys pretty quickly again.
Yeah. So, you know, we watch film and seeing some of the things we did wrong and that we can clean up, or what they did to stop us. So the coach is doing a great job in putting in the game plan and trying to, you know, stop that from happening again. So it's just guys got to be able to execute it and get this game plan down and be ready to go on Sunday.
What's it mean to you to be the organization's Walter Payton Man of the Year?
It means a lot. You know, I said a little bit about it. Me growing up in an area similar to some of the kids I help out, you know, that can go a long way. You know, just going and speaking to these kids and showing them that we do care and they can see a positive role model means a lot. So, you know, I try to do as much as I can in the community. The sad part is that I can't reach everybody, but I try to do as much as I can.
With how hard you work on the field and off the field, and you see other guys around the league, no names, please, you know, getting in trouble and doing crazy stuff. You kind of sit there and just shake your head and say, you know, this guy doesn't get it. You know, you seem to get that it's a privilege and an honor to be an NFL player and you need to give back.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. Everyone is not, you know, everyone can't be like a good role model. You know, like you said, they don't get it, you know, and it takes a while for them to get it. You know, you give a guy that came from nothing, you give him $25 million, he's not going to get it right away. You know, it's going to take years for him to get it. That's why I don't blame anybody. You know, it took me a while to get it. And now that I understand that it's a privilege to do what I do and that, you know, our voice go a long way with these kids and, you know, I take advantage of it now.
Mike said that in the tight end room, the fine, when you got to pay your fines, they go to your foundation. What does that mean that, you know, the rest of the group believes in what you're doing?
It means a lot. You know, we don't want to get fined because I got to put it in the pot. So, you know, but, you know, it's just great. I was, you know, thankful that Coach Mike Mularkey decided to let the fines go to my charity. And, you know, that means a lot to me that he understands what I'm trying to do. And basically, you know, you're trying to these kids are our future, you know, and without them, our future won't be strong. So he understands that and just blessed to have a good coach like that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.